May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Guke Audio podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and free from economic hardship and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we've got another piece for Tassajara Stories, a work in progress. And this one is called Avon and a Gift. Avon Rand was one of many people at the Zen Center who'd come through the San Francisco Art Institute, in her case via a friendship with Virginia Baker. Avon had two kids in school, lived next door to Sokoji, was a fixture in the office, a close confidant of Suzuki who valued her opinion. She never lived at Tassajara back then, but came in from time to time. In the summer of 70, she drove Suzuki back in from doing a funeral for a member of the Japanese congregation. She also brought a gift, and a story to go with it. Yvonne and a few others had taken a trip to the Southwest. They had walked into the Grand Canyon and camped for a few days with the Havasupai Indians down there. They visited with a Hopi elder named David Managa, whom she called Grandpa David. I'd heard about him before, referred to as Chief David. They'd stayed in his small earthen home in Haute Villa on the first mesa of the Hopi Reservation and spent the first day and a half just sitting silently. Yvonne remembers, Grandpa David was very interested in the Heart Sutra and chanting the Heart Sutra, and I remember after sitting for a long while with him and his saying that it's wonderful that there's the sort of resonance between this spiritual path that you're on and the path that my people are on, but please honor your own path and don't try to be Indians. That struck me because I also heard, don't try to be Japanese either, which Suzuki Roshi emphasized. Not far from there, they visited Canyon de Chelly. They walked down into the White House ruins. Yvonne remembers, I had a very big experience down there. Coming back out of the canyon late in the day, it was as though I flew up the hill. I was in quite an altered transcendent state. It was a kind of opening to interdependence. And I stayed in a transcendent state for quite some time. But I particularly remember coming out of the canyon almost like floating. I was so blissed out, one might say. When I got back to Zen Center in the city, I had a book of photos of the Navajo and Hopi lands and Canyon de Chelly and that area. And I brought the book with me when I went to see Suzuki Roshi and tell him about the trip and what I'd learned and what I'd seen and what it was like. He opened the book and he brushed the pages quickly aside till he came to the picture of the trail coming out of White House ruins, and he said, "This is where it is. This is where it happened." Without my saying much at all, he knew that something big had happened to me, and he knew exactly when and where it happened. It was like some other level of communication had happened. It was really powerful. From that point on, he was very supportive of my interest in Native people and the hunger I had to know about the geology and the land and the plants and sense of place, which he didn't think was weird at all. Avon's gift for Tassajara was Hopi corn. With a few of us watching and following the instructions of Grandpa David, she and Ruvane had a brief Hopi corn planting ceremony. It was a hot, cloudless day, but pretty soon some dark clouds floated over, and there was an exceedingly unusual July rain. This has been a Cuke audio podcast, a Tassajara story. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Archives and Cuke Audio, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett, Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.